Tonight, from 6 o'clock on this very radio station, we have the Pride of Burton Awards. Now, of course, it all happened last week at Branston Golf and Country Club. It was a great night as we brought together the creme de la creme of Burton and South Derbyshire. And if you were there, you may well get to hear your acceptance speech tonight from 6 o'clock as we do an hour special playing out the best of the Pride of Burton Awards. Looking forward to that.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations to all our finalists. Please put your hands together and welcome to the stage Touch FM's Mark O'Sullivan.
Now, tonight is a celebration of everything that's amazing about Burton. We've got 12 fantastic awards and some very nervous finalists, I'm sure. Now, let's meet the people who've had the unenviable task. Please welcome the Pride of Burton judges. Ian, just tell me a little bit about how difficult it was judging this year.
One or two awards, not too bad. But most of them, I won't say we finished up with arguments, but we didn't always agree what was the best one. No, it was quite a difficult task to do, because this one would be better on that point, but not quite so good there, and that was the way it went. But the overall standard, it's actually an honour to be here with all these finalists. And I'd also like to say thank you to Touch FM, not just for a wonderful evening, but for organising it. It's so nice to see so many people actually getting recognised for the work they do.
Almost the big one. It's the Burton Pride Award. Give me a... Ooh. Ooh. You need a bit of training, you lot, don't you? Anyway, first, please welcome back to the stage Touch FM's Director of Operations, Ben Day.
Thanks, Mark. There's a twist, because there were some stories when my fellow judges and I were reading through all the nominations that really stood out. And when we were considering who should be a Pride of Burton finalist, they stood out so much that we felt perhaps we should give some special awards and special recognition. Now, our final special award tonight goes to an individual who's turned a potentially devastating cancer diagnosis into a story of triumph. Despite undergoing gruelling treatment for leukaemia, she's thrown herself into raising both awareness and vital funds for charity. She was faced with the stark reality that only one in three who need a life-saving bone marrow transplant will find a match. And she set about changing that figure. As a result, the Anthony Nolan Trust and the National Blood Service have seen a 15% rise in potential donors across the Burton and South Derbyshire area. She writes an online blog, which is an inspiration to others and at the same time raises awareness of her cause. And the lady is receiving ongoing treatment. In fact, a full bone marrow transplant was made possible by a mystery donor last October. She faces a gruelling battle every day to overcome her disease, but she's relentless in her efforts to offer support to others. And in March, she worked closely with blood cancer charity fundraisers Bone Shaker to organise the Marrowthon, which is to organise a fundraising ride between Birmingham and Burton-on-Trent. The event attracted over 100 motorbikes and trikes despite the inclement weather, and it was such a resounding success that riders have already signed up for next year. Ladies and gentlemen, for her courage and her tireless commitment to a cause close to the hearts of many, please be upstanding for our third and final special award winner, Catherine Sinfeld.
I'd just like to say thank you so much for everybody's support. We obviously try to raise awareness as best as we can of this dreadful disease, and I hope that within the years to come that we can do more and more for the charities involved. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Catherine Sinfeld.
been some inspirational stories there tonight so far. And this now brings us to the big one. It's the final award of the night. It is the prestigious Burton Pride Award. The Burton Pride Award is a special award which recognises the work of an individual who makes an outstanding contribution to life here in Burton. Now, when choosing the winner, the judges were looking for an ambassador whose contribution to our local area improves life for residents and visitors. The finalists are...
Yes, Mark, the finalists in the Burton Pride Award category are Catherine Sinfield, Chris Burkitt, and Marie Oliver, MD.
And to present the Burton Pride Award, please welcome back the Vice Principal of Business Development, Communications and Relations from Burton and South Derbyshire College. It's Sarah Drew.
So the winner of the Burton Pride Award 2014... is Noreen Oliver.
And there you have it, the finest businesses, teams and individuals in Burton. So please, let's have a massive round of applause for the winners of the first ever Pride of Burton Awards. Now though, it's time to celebrate. Grab a drink, mine's a JD and Coke. Go and say congratulations to tonight's amazing winners, the real Pride of Burton, and join us for our after show party as well. So from all of us here, good night and congratulations to all of our winners. Thank you.